You're listening to SBS News.
It was all smiles for a historic new cabinet. The members posing for their first group photo outside Government House. Earlier, the Governor-General swore in a record 13 women of the 30-person ministry, with 10 of those women in cabinet. The day also saw the nation's first two Muslim ministers sworn in with the Quran. Sydney MP Ed Husic is taking the industry and science portfolio, and Western Australian MP Dr. Anne Ali is allocated to early childhood education and youth. The new cabinet will see Linda Burney, the first female Indigenous woman, take on the Indigenous Affairs portfolio. Dr. Ali told SBS she wants to open the gates so more young women can follow in her footsteps.
It's really in talking with people who say to me, you know, I want my daughters to be like you, or, you know, my daughters finally see themselves in you, that it has really hit home, that it is quite significant. And as well, it's a huge responsibility to ensure that I may be the first, but I'm not the last.
Ed Husic, who was the first Muslim MP elected to Parliament in 2010, told SBS it's a symbolic moment to bring the country together.
This is a government that reflects the face of Australia. You know, there'll be people in different communities all over the country that could relate straight away. And I think that's important.
And he says he wants diversity in Parliament to become unremarkable or the norm.
I think this today, it should be seen as the starting standard. I think that now there will probably be a greater focus on the composition of cabinets and ministries, and I think that's a good thing.
Despite the record number of women, there's been some criticism that the leadership roles in the party are still dominated by men. Just two of the seven leadership positions within the party, the House of Representatives and the Senate, are held by women. But Dr. Ali says the representation of gender and diversity in this ministry is a strong measure of progress.
It's never going to be enough until we get to 50-50. But, you know, Labor is well on its way to doing that. And we have a demonstrated, that's the important point here, we have a demonstrated commitment to it.
There are also claims long-serving Sydney MP Tanya Plibersek has been sidelined in the new ministry. Ms. Plibersek was opposition spokesperson for education and women, but has now been given the environment and water portfolios. But Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles told ABC Radio it's not a demotion.
That's the last thing I would see it as. I mean, that might be how the former government viewed that area of policy, but for us, the environment is front and centre, and it always has been in Labor governments. And for Tanya, it's been a source of enduring passion, and water as well.
The sworn-in cabinet has now held its first meeting. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is adamant his government will hit the ground running.
It's a privilege to be here. If we get it right, we can be here in the long term and really change the country for the better. Better future wasn't a slogan, it was a plan.
Its economic team already has its work cut out for it. Latest figures show the economy grew 0.8% in the March quarter, taking annual growth to 3.3%. It was stronger than economists had predicted and led by government and household spending, which offset the impacts of COVID-19 and flooding in Queensland and New South Wales. But the Treasurer says the growth rate is lower than what was forecast in the last government's budget and what was anticipated during the election. Dr. Jim Chalmers says while the numbers do show some improvement in the economy, rising inflation and interest rates and falling wages in relation to inflation could complicate budget repair.
These national accounts are a glimpse of the mess that the former government left behind. You can see in these figures, even where the number on the surface looks relatively robust, is much lower in many instances than what the government was relying on in their forecasts in the budget.
Dr. Chalmers also revealed the government's waste audit has already begun. The audit will monitor spending in the public service and aim to cut down on use of external contractors.
The work has begun with Treasury and Finance and with Katie Gallagher, and we hope that the fruits of that effort will be in the October budget. The rorts and waste audit will be an opportunity for us to direct money from unproductive political purposes into more productive economic purposes.
The Prime Minister has also announced changes to the responsibility of different public service departments in what it hopes will increase efficiency, but under the promise there won't be any job cuts to the sector. Krishani Danji, SBS News.